This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Okay. And me too. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Class, if you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418 is the telephone listen line. Dr. Shealy, before we get into some of the thoughts that I have written on my notepad, is there anything that you'd like to share with us that all things that might have happened, not sharing any personal confidences, patient-specific information, but general things that you've observed over the last, few weeks?
Well, the saga goes on. The lies, the deceit, the deception. It's the biggest story in history.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's one that could be bigger. Now, if Jesus Christ were a fraud, that would be bigger. Other than that, this is it, right?
Exactly.
Because that's been going on for a couple thousand years. I'm not saying it's a fraud. I'm just saying if it were, it would be bigger. But I suppose what you're saying, Dr. Shealy, is that we cannot get accurate information. Our government says yes, no. They say masks, no masks. They can't make up their mind. They lock down. They say no lockdown. Then they say we're going to unlock down. And then they say no. We just had a problem. We're going to lock down. So the people don't know what to do. And now it's almost like if there are laws, they're laws of the minute rather than laws that are set for a while. Like decades. So the people are really frustrated, and I understand it. I absolutely do. So I had a question for you about the now I've never heard it called this, but I imagine this would be an accurate description, the dental industrial complex. And my question is, Dr. Shealy, would you say that the dental industrial complex is responsible for low thyroid conditions from...
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. They are more evil than the tobacco industry.
And I was thinking in several different areas of the dental industrial complex. By the way, do you think that term is a stretch, or do you think that's reasonable? Dental industrial complex.
It definitely is.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking about people with low thyroid conditions. So, you need to have these fluoride tablets and have your children chew on them for a while. Fluoride treatments at the dentist. X-rays. Now, would you say that X-rays contribute to low thyroid condition by blasting away at the throat while X-rays are being given of the jaw?
Oh, yeah. A small part of the whole.
So we have that. We have the fluoride in the city water. We have the fluoride in the toothpaste. We have the fluoride in the tablets for to help you get fluoridosis. And then we have the amalgam fillings. Now, would the amalgam fillings contribute to a thyroid condition, or is that a separate issue?
Well, no, they contribute to it because they literally are poison. Mercury is one of the greatest poisons there is.
And an amalgam filling is a combination of mercury and silver. And
right.
It is, it's compounded and pushed into a hole that's just been drilled into your tooth, and it fills it for a while. Right? Now, Dr. Shilley, gold used to be, there are people who had gold fillings. Whatever happened to that, do you know?
Well, they're still around. They can replace the fillings, and they're not toxic.
Well, yeah, gold is something that is, it's really hard to change gold into something else. It's resistant to lots of things like acid. It's malleable. And I would think, well, Dr. Shilley, weren't seeds like the size of a grain of rice mixed with radioactive elements and used as a cancer treatment, let's say 100 years ago? Maybe even up to today?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And does it work?
No.
Or is it... Okay. I know a man who, I've seen around our village, and he said he was going in for surgery, and I said, what kind of surgery? You know, if he was willing to tell me. He said, well, he's going to have, it was just a little thing, you know, no big deal. He was just going to have some implants done for prostate issue. And I said, what are you talking about? Are you talking about radioactive gold? He said, yeah, it's no big deal. All they do is you just go into the office, they insert these, and you're done. And he was talking about the procedure, and I wasn't even really thinking about the procedure. I was thinking about the long-term effects. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. Shilley?
Very toxic. I know one person who was killed by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I received an email from a gentleman. His name is Ryan. And I just wanted to share a little bit of this. And he was very polite. Very polite. And I appreciate when people are polite. And he mentioned that he was talking with a friend who whose family owns a small farm. And he was discussing the pros and cons of raising cattle versus growing and selling hay. So, for example, if you have a farm, you can run some animals on it, put some fencing up, and have cows on it. And that's what Dr. Shilley does, and that's what we do here. Or you could forget the cows, or the beef, or the beefalo, or the buffalo. And just raise grass and cut the grass, rake the grass, and bale the grass and sell it as hay. And so Ryan wanted to know what my thoughts were. And I'll be glad to answer your question, Ryan, but not today. We'll do it on Thursday. Okay? So the reason I mention this, if you've got a question that is an interesting question that you think other people would like to know about, you can send me an email. You can send it to instructor, INSTRUCTOR. At USA Prepares, USAPREPARES.com, instructor at USAPREPARES.com, and I'll be glad to read it, and if it warrants responding, I'll be glad to do that as well. And if you have some comments, I'd love to hear your comments about what I've been doing on Thursdays and sometimes Fridays, which is telling you about topics from my unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book. Things that, you know, tips the way I do things and the way our family does things. So if you'd like to hear more about that, please let me know. Instructor at USA Prepares. If you'd like to know less about that, if you want me to stop talking about it, I'd like to know that too. So you can send me an email soon, because Thursday's coming up. Dr. Shilley, when people go to the doctor's office, one of the very first things that happens, in most cases, at, let's say, a hospital-type clinic, the nurse will put you on the scale, and they will annotate your chart as to your latest weight. What is that all about? What are they looking for?
Well, obviously, body mass index is the critical factor. The healthy body mass index is 18 to 24. Every pound of weight above that body mass index of 24 increases your risk of death from heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke.
Okay, so are they looking at, they're looking for changes?
Well, they're looking for where you are and where you should be.
Okay. All right. And what about if you're losing weight?
Well, that depends on how much you've lost. If you are significantly over a body mass index of 24, good on you, mate. Lose all you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to try to do a quick body. I'm going to try to do a BMI on me and let you know what it is. Okay. And here we go. I just weighed myself this morning. I lost weight. Okay. Calculate 21.1.
Darn good.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I was thinking I'd rather be a little lower than that. I weighed in at 135 this morning. And I've been hanging around 135, 136, 137, 138. And I'm delighted to be down at 135. You know, just a couple pounds makes a difference to me, Dr. Shuey. Would that be common, that, you know, losing a couple pounds would make a difference?
It can't be, yes.
I guess it depends on how much, you know, losing 2 pounds coming down from 400 might not be that significant, but coming down from 137 to 135 seems to, okay, so body mass index, what does that really tell us? Is it flab? Is it fat? What does it really mean?
Well, it's all of those, because we're really talking about the total weight for the certain height, and when the body mass index is above 24, it increases your risk of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke.
Mm-hmm.
That simple.
Okay. So, class, if you want to calculate it yourself, you can just type in three letters on a search engine, BMI, as in body mass index, and you'll see some websites that'll let you type in your height in feet, and then a little box for inches, and then you type in your weight, and then you click on compute, and it will tell you what your body mass index is. So, there you have it. And it will even tell you what Dr. Shuey said about, you know, underweight, normal weight, overweight, obesity. Okay. Dr. Shuey, you wrote a lot of books. And I don't think most people who know of you realize how many books you have written. It's enormous. Is it 39? Is that correct?
I'm working on number 39 right now.
Is that like more than one a year typically?
Well, let me see. My first book was in 1966, I think so.
Okay.
Not quite one a year.
What is your, when we get back, can you tell us, I mean, there's so many books that you've written, and if you want to learn about this, Dr. Shuey's books, you can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And I think it'd be great, if it's okay with you, Dr. Shuey, just so our class can learn a little bit more about who is Dr. Shuey. Dr. Shuey is an award-winning doctor, Surgeon of the Year. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy. .com. Dr. Shealy, would it be all right with you if we just shared some information about, you know, who is Dr. Shealy? Is that okay with you?
Of course.
Okay. So, in, I believe it was 1956, you attended Duke University School of Medicine.
And the year I graduated, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And yeah, and you know that's a class. You have to be careful when people use the term attended, and I didn't mean to minimize that. But some people say they attended, you know, XYZ University, and that means that, you know, they showed up at least one day. and so graduating is completely different. Dr. Shealy, I remember a freshman orientation at the university, and I was in this big theater. There's like easily 550 seats in the theater, and this was just one of the orientation sessions. And the person leading the discussion said, "Look to the person to your left, look to the person to your right. Only one of you is going to be here in 4 years," and that's true. So now maybe it's one in four rather than one in three. So in 1956, you graduated from Duke University School of Medicine. Was that the beginning of your interest in medicine, or did medicine intrigue you before that?
At age four, I announced to my family I was going to be a physician.
What was their reaction?
They didn't know what to say because nobody in the family had never been a physician in the family. No, nobody knew why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just suddenly announced it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, you know, early age, young people saying that they wanted to be a fireman or a policeman, and very few, but some said they wanted to be a doctor, and that's really interesting, extremely interesting. So, when did you become very serious in your pursuit of it, or was it at age 4?
Well, I think I became serious at age 16.
Uh-huh.
I graduated from high school when I was 16.
That's early.
Yeah, I was, a couple of years earlier than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, yes?
I read a book called Magnificent Obsession. And it was the story of a neurosurgeon from Chicago. And that's when I decided I not only wanted to be a physician, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon.
Mm-hmm. And so what was the next step?
Well, of course, I had to finish an internship. You had to do that in something. And even though I was going into a surgical field, I interned in internal medicine because I thought it was a more important internship than a surgical internship.
Okay. And why do you say that, Dr. Shealy? Is it because the whole body's involved rather than the specialty?
Interestingly, surgical internships to me were scut work. They didn't teach you much, but you had a lot of work to do. And I looked at a whole bunch of surgical internships and didn't like any of them, so I decided to intern in internal medicine to take another year of general surgery.
Mm. So that was a longer path rather than a shorter path that you took.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what happened next?
Well, I had my year of medicine and my year of general surgery, and then I went to Mass General Hospital at Harvard, and that's where I spent 5 years in the neurosurgical residency.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of work did you do at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital?
Well,
as a surgical resident.
Yes. Well, you did all kinds of things, from the emergency ward, you know, taking care of people who were in critical. Very serious critical things. Actually, the first craniotomy, opening of the skull I ever did, I did alone. I was the resident on call, and a patient came in with a bad head injury, and I called the chief resident, and he said, go ahead, I'll meet you there. But he walked in as I was sewing up the wound at the surgery.
So you had to take part of this person's skull off?
Well, I had to take a piece out and put it back in.
Okay. Class, I hope you find this as fascinating as I. This is quite instructive. And we'll be back with Dr. Shealy, and we'll talk a little bit more about his career in medicine.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump signing four executive orders over the weekend to provide Americans help as the pandemic continues. One would pay a supplemental $400 in unemployment benefits. Democrats have been pressing for a renewal of $600 in those benefits. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's executive orders simply aren't good enough.
The president's executive orders, described in one word, could be paltry. In three words, unworkable, weak, and far too narrow.
Schumer spoke on ABC's This Week. Although seismologists say it's extremely rare for earthquakes to hit the east coast of the U.S., there remains a potential for more aftershocks after yesterday's magnitude 5.1 quake in North Carolina. There were no major damage reports and no injuries reported. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the multi-alarm blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is a couple of hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she, her husband, and their dog were not injured in that fire. Basketball Hall of Famer Paul Westphal is getting treatment for brain cancer. New York Daily News columnist Mike Lupica made the announcement last night with the permission of his 69-year-old friend. Westphal led the Phoenix Suns to their first NBA championship series back in 1976 after being traded to the team by the Boston Celtics. He also led the Suns to their only other NBA finals in 1993 as that team's coach. And the biggest name in college football is joining several high-profile players and saying they want to play this season. However, they ultimately want to create a College Football Players Association. Among other demands, Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence tweeting yesterday, "Let's work together to create a situation where we can play the game that all of us love." Again, remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
You've got your
take. When you go to the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I've been broadcasting with Dr. Norm Shuler for about 10 years, or almost 10 years, and I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to let you all know who Dr. Shuler is? You're going to be quite impressed as we continue, even more impressed. Dr. Shuler, so you did. You were working on your residency. You did some brain surgery. What else did you experience during those years at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital?
Well, two one of the most common operations with a chordotomy, in which you actually went into the operating room, took the bone off the back of the spine of two levels, and then used a piece of a single-edge razor blade to cut the front half of the spinal cord. Absolutely barbarian. I was appalled at the, well, to me, craziness of it. It had a 90% success rating getting rid of pain on the opposite side of the body, but it had a 100% chance of causing more trouble than it helped. 10% paralysis, 10% paralysis of bladder and bowel, 100% loss of orgasm forever. And after 8 years, it wore off. The pain came back. So when I finished my residency, I spent 3 years looking at what can we do other than damage the nervous system. That's when I came up with transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, or TENS, and spinal cord stimulation, which is essentially a pacemaker of the spinal cord. Both of those are still used all over the world.
And so, Dr. Shilley, was that one of your first patents, or was that subsequent to
some of your patents? Well, interestingly, I took both ideas to Medtronic because they made pacemakers, and they told me they were not patentable, and they patented them without my name. Everybody knows that I created them, but it's Medtronic's karma, not mine. They lied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of thing happens where great ideas are stolen.
Yeah.
And little people get the credit. I got an email from one of our students asking me about, you know, things, and I mentioned things that happened in my life, and I said something like, there's no shortage of people willing to steal your ideas and take credit for them. And it's an outrage. And I said, it runs in my family. it started with my father. My father invented the automatic parachute. He noticed that, mail planes in the 30s would, land, they'd bring the mailbags out of the airmail planes, and then they'd take off again. Well, he wanted to know, if they could just drop it without stopping, why didn't they? And obviously you have to pick up some of the mail, but this invention was used during the war, World War II, to drop supplies, and it would open the parachute at a predetermined height, so that the cargo wouldn't get destroyed upon, impact, just free fall. But so that's quite fascinating. So your invention was stolen and sold by Medtronic. What else were you passionate about at that time in your life?
Well, I wanted to find a way of treating pain without damaging the person. And that, in 1972, I was exposed to autogenic training. Autogenic training is a self-hypnosis technique that has been around since 1912. There were 2,600 scientific references when I learned about it. Today, there are 28,000 scientific references on the benefits of autogenic training. So I went back and got a PhD in psychology so that I'd understand it better. And I turned it into what I call biogenics, the origin of life. And now I have 60 different mental exercises for retraining the nervous system.
So it sounds to me, Dr. Shiva, that in your life, when you got an idea, you wanted to pursue it for the benefit of people without causing collateral damage to those people.
That is correct.
Is that right?
That is the main focus of my life.
I've heard of stories of surgeons saying, "Here's what we're going to do." So, a person has intense pain. They say, "What we'll do is we'll take some vodka, a really high concentration of alcohol, and we'll inject that into the nerve that is reporting the pain, and we'll kill that." Is that still done, Dr. Shilley?
Yeah.
That kind of shooting the messenger.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about that kind of a treatment?
Well, I don't like it. I don't believe in damaging the nervous system.
Yeah. And once it's damaged, can it be fixed? Can you say, no, we shouldn't have done that?
Rarely.
Mm-hmm. So, class, the takeaway from that is when we're talking about surgery, sometimes you can't put it back. You can't say, shouldn't have done that. So, kind of like a tooth extraction, I guess. You know, you're having a tooth extracted, and you go, no, I'll tell you what. Listen, you only got half of it out. Let's stop. Okay. So what happened next, Dr. Shealy, in your medical life?
Well, all of a sudden, I was being sent 400 people a year from all over the world for this spinal cord stimulator. And when I looked at these people, the average such patient had 5 unsuccessful back operations. Now, in my experience, if the first surgery doesn't work well, the second one is less likely to work. And so I didn't operate. I would not put a pacemaker in these people because they had already been damaged so badly with excessive surgery, narcotics, tranquilizers, junk drugs. And so in 1971, I decided to find a way of treating people without damaging them any further. And that's when I started the first major pain clinic in the world.
And that was your Biogenics clinic?
It included Biogenics, yes.
Okay. 1971. It's quite a while ago.
Yeah.
We're talking almost, 49 years ago. Okay. So this was a comprehensive pain and stress management facility. Is that what you would call that?
Exactly.
And over the years, Dr. Shealy, you and I have talked about stress and how dangerous it is and what a killer it is. Is it still that much of a killer, or is it even worse than in 1971?
Oh, yes. Stress is physical, chemical, emotional, and spiritual.
You know, I used to race cars back around 1970, 1971. I used to build engines and modify cars and race them on the track. And I would race my own car that I modified. And I have blown the engine 13 times in one particular vehicle, American Motors AMX 390. And I've blown it 13 times. And what I was doing is, and the reason I'm mentioning this is because I was stressing that engine beyond its capability, and it would fail. I was pushing it past its design capability, and I was a teenager at the time, so I didn't have all the scientific equipment to measure and the cracks and the stress and in the metal. So I was just pushing it, and tow it back home. Is that what we're doing with the body? We're doing stupid things with chemicals and so forth, toxins, pushing it past its design capability. Is that is that what stress is?
That's what it is.
Okay. Now, if in the engines that I've blown, I've cracked some of them beyond repair, and others I have just broken some parts that I could replace. Is that the way it is with the body? Sometimes it's damaged beyond repair, and sometimes you can repair it. Is that like medicine too?
To some extent, that is true. Like take one of the most common horrible problems of young babies, hydrocephalus, where they actually increase the water pressure in the brain, and one of the most successful treatments in history for that is to put in a way of reducing that pressure in the brain itself. And it can prevent severe brain damage.
And what causes hydrocephalus?
Well, something went wrong. Some physical damage to some part of the brain, which allows the pressure, the water in the brain to increase. and that causes pressure on the entire brain.
And when that happens, when a child is very young, the head just gets larger and larger and larger?
The largest one I've ever seen was brought in a wheelbarrow. This kid,
oh my gosh,
head was approximately 2.5 times normal size.
And can anything be done and for those individuals?
Yes. Again, there's a little valve you could put in that, you know, reduces the pressure.
Okay, so is this a manually operated thing?
Oh, yes.
You take a measurement? Okay.
Yeah.
So once a week you go to the doctor's office and they do a drain? Is that what we're talking about?
No, actually, it's automatic. You don't have to.
Okay.
I mean, when it's working fine, you don't have to do anything. Every once in a while, it has to be changed. But mostly it works amazingly well.
Okay. So what happened next, Dr. Shealy, in your medical career? I mean, this is absolutely fascinating. I don't think many people who know of you know of the breadth and depth of your experience.
Well,
moves next.
Basically, I began to, what I call, retrain the brain. You know, you can take a person with an ordinary brain and make them a genius with adequate training. And so, with adequate training, including some surgical procedures, you can actually save that person's life and have them live a very successful life.
There used to be a guy on the radio whose name was Jim Corey. He was out of Philadelphia. And I believe he had a PhD. And he owned a gym. And he was into health and fitness. And he used to tell people, they'd call him up and say, well, you know, Dr. Jim, or Dr. Corey, the surgeon said I'm going to need to undergo this kind of surgery for my knee. And he would always say, let's try something else first. Let's try something else first before you go into the knife. Do you feel the same way, Dr. Shealy?
Well, if there's something that looks safe, and potentially yes.
Okay. All right. Let's continue with more about Dr. Shealy when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking with Dr. Norm Shealy, and Dr. Shealy has multiple PhDs. He's a medical doctor, surgeon, Surgeon of the Year. He's written 38 books that you can buy, and the 39th is being written right now. Absolutely astonishing. Dr. Shealy, when did you become passionate about radio?
Oh, in 1988, I decided that the best way to, you know, let people in the local area know about my work was to do a call-in radio show. So we started that and on KWTO, I'm still doing it.
So nonstop since 1988, is that what you're saying? Wow. Dr. Shealy, that sounds to me like you are, first of all, there aren't a lot of doctors on the radio. I'm talking about medical doctors. And there are even fewer on the radio who are medical doctors and PhDs. And there are even fewer that have multiple PhDs and are medical doctors. And there are even fewer who are surgeons of the year. And there are few, even fewer who are authors. And nobody that I've ever heard on the radio has written 38 books and one in the oven, Surgeon of the Year, multiple PhDs, worked at Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital. You're the only one, Dr. Shealy. Everybody's below you in my book. Everybody. There's only one Norm Shealy.
Well, so, I've been very fortunate to have, you know, innovative ideas that are safe. And probably the most important change in my evolutionary thinking was the introduction of holism. In 1978, I founded the American Holistic Medical Association, Because to me, medicine went wrong 300 years ago when it kicked the soul out of medicine. The soul is to build you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been described different ways. So what is the soul to you, Dr. Shealy?
Soul to me is the unique characteristic of a given individual. It is the thing that brought you here, it's the thing that carries forward after this life, and it is, well, your forever being.
That sounds exactly like what I think it is as well. I don't know if everyone thinks that, but it sure sounds like the right answer to me. So, Dr. Shealy, I keep hearing a recurring theme through our discussion today, and that is safety. And so it sounds to me like in your world, it's got to be safe in order for you to want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And it also sounds like that was the underpinning of the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
But that doesn't seem to be where we are today. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about medicine.
Right. In fact, medicine itself is the number three published cause of death. In other words, drugs and surgery, complications of drugs and surgery, kill us beyond heart disease and cancer.
Absolutely stunning. So what drove you, we talked about what drove you to your first radio broadcast, and I guess you felt that it was the right decision over 30 years ago. 32 years ago, and you've kept on with it. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. I've been in the studio with you. That's actually, class, that's where I met Dr. Shealy. I met Dr. Shealy at a radio station, the big AM radio station in Springfield, Missouri, KWTO AM 560. And Dr. Shealy was in the studio. He was on the hour before I would come on. So what would happen in a radio studio is typically there's one studio. So not a whole bunch of studios. And that was the studio. And glass walls, so people could, you know, watch you in the studio while you're on the air. Microphones around a table. An engineer would be there running the board and make sure the signal was good. And would answer the phone when calls came in and let the host know. Who was on the phone, and that's where I met Dr. Shealy, because he was on the hour before I would come on, and as he was getting up, I'd be sitting down, and we'd have a few minutes to chat, and that's how we met, and Dr. Shealy is still on the air there. We'll talk a little bit more about that, if it's okay with you, Dr. Shealy. Your experience, absolutely fascinating. And by the way, I sent you an email. Please take a look at it with an attachment. I think you might find it quite interesting. I'll tell the class about it when we come back. This is Dr. Shealy, normshealy.com, normshealy.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.